Chicago mayor calls Trump racist, vows not to negotiate with a terrorist. By Warner Todd Houston on April 16, 2025. Radical, left-wing Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson accused President Trump of being a racist and vowed not to negotiate with a terrorist concerning the president's immigration policies. During his press conference Tuesday, Johnson shrilly claimed that Trump was engaging in terrorism against working people with his deportation policies. Trying to force your will to break the spirit of working people in order to have a conversation, that's terrorism. We're not going to negotiate with terrorists, the self-proclaimed progressive Democrat mayor said, according to the Chicago Tribune. The Trump administration has warned Democrat-run cities such as Chicago that federal funding could be halted until city officials stop interfering with the president's lawful immigration policies. Watch, it's happening. ICE makes raid in Chicago area. The Windy City in particular could lose all or part of the $3.5 billion in federal funds it receives. That includes $1.5 billion that is earmarked for the troubled Chicago public school system. During the same presser, Johnson tried to backtrack from calling President Trump a terrorist by trying to redefine what he originally said. He insisted that, "What I'm saying is trying to hold people hostage and manipulating them to succumb to his will and then hold up our tax dollars, that is how terrorists behave. These aren't threats anymore, right? These are real, adversarial attacks against working people." Then, Johnson tried to make Trump's immigration policy an attack on black people. "There's a long history of black political leaders talking to people who may not see us as first class," he claimed, adding that he won't kiss the ring. Watch, exclusive, Ron Johnson, Democrats destroy great cities like Chicago. Chicago's city budget is already projected to have a $1.2 billion deficit, and that is with the federal funds included in the total. Johnson has a growing number of other pressures. For instance, he is just coming off a Giftgate scandal, where it was learned he had refused to report hundreds of high-dollar gifts he was given that he had stored away from prying eyes in a secret room at City Hall. He also refused to allow an inspector general to see the contents of the storage room. He was eventually forced to disclose the gifts and allow investigators into his secret storage room to take stock of the gifts. For all his bluster, Mayor Johnson is one of the least popular mayors in the country. It is so bad for him that in February one poll reported that he only had a 14% approval rating among his voters. A second poll that same month was even worse, and showed that only 6.6% approved of the mayor. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x @WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.